Dale Falwell is the Assistant Secretary of Commerce for the Division of Employment Security, and he takes the security part of his job seriously.
This is the door, and they push that bell. Hear it in there?
This is the back door attorneys or their couriers enter when they're picking up sometimes hundreds of benefit appeals hearing notices a day.
And then they see it says no admittance except for all employees without badges are required to go to the front desk and doors shall remain closed at all times.
Falwell says he received a complaint that one attorney in particular was sending out legal services solicitation letters faster than some clients or employers were even notified of their hearings. Falwell told reporters yesterday he suspected a security breach.
And I never could put a bow on it. And then when I got this complaint from this employer and said, why am I getting this letter from this attorney before I heard from you on the same letter? Then I started putting two and two together and found out it all came down to the mailroom.
So are you accusing the attorney Wilson of this contributing to this breach? Who filed the complaint?
I'm not accusing her of anything. I'm taking her words that are in her complaint that says she set this policy up.
Attorney Monica Wilson says she and other attorneys have been picking up daily notices of benefits appeal hearings for more than 10 years.
I actually proposed to him that, you know, if you don't want us going back to the mailroom to pick them up every day or having our couriers do that, why not have us go around to the security desk? And he just said, not going to happen.
Wilson calls Falwell's decision to halt the delivery of daily hearing notices capricious.
And in discussions with the other attorneys, you know, a common theme sort of started to emerge, which was, you know, we really believe that this is targeted at people who represent claimants so that claimants don't have attorneys and so that ultimately they pay less, the state pays less in unemployment benefits.
Wilson says she started a law practice solely to serve claimants in unemployment appeal hearings. In 2002, she was an appeal referee for the state, and she says there was a gross inequity in those hearings. Employers had institutional experience and attorneys, and Wilson says claimants had no job, no money, and no attorney. In 2004, Wilson says she filed a Freedom of Information Act request and was granted access to the daily hearing notices for a processing fee of $300 a month. Falwell says he will not stop distribution of the hearing notices altogether, but instead of delivering them on a daily basis, he plans to distribute them at least three times a month. And instead of charging attorneys $300 monthly for the service, it is now $600 a month. Wilson says that's why she decided to file a lawsuit.
The likelihood of actually being able to receive those records and then reach out to any clients before their actual hearing date is greatly diminished. And effectively, it puts me and all of the other attorneys who've since started practicing in this area after myself out of business.
Dale Falwell.
The whole purpose of this was not to raise a debate about open records law and Freedom of Information Act. It wasn't about that at all. It was about this agency not costing this agency money to send out this information, and number two, for people across North Carolina to be all treated equally if they're in the business of practicing law.
For now, a temporary restraining order is in place to keep things as they are. A hearing is set for next week in Wake County Superior Court. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.